We'll carry some field glasses maybe and look at people from distance.
From distance and stuff like this, you know.
And hide someplace in some bushes and so forth, some trees.
You know, as a society, we are very demanding of our public figures, and we expect them to behave in a certain way. And Michael has really not been able to live up to those expectations because he's still Michael Jackson, Peter Pan, childlike.
He acts like Peter Pan. He looks like Peter Pan. He has turned himself into Peter Pan. And in the Martin Bashir documentary, for example, he even said that he was Peter Pan and only sort of semi-retracted that when Martin Bashir made it clear to him that this is something that the viewers might think is psychotic.
Do you identify with him?
Totally.
You don't want to grow up?
No, I am Peter Pan.
Are you not your Michael Jackson?
I'm Peter Pan in my heart.
I think Michael Jackson fails to understand that he's not a Peter Pan because he's surrounded by people who are believing his myth, his lie, that he is a child. He's not a child. He's 46 years old. And they're just reinforcing and perpetuating his own, you know, misconception.
Jackson's well-documented love of animals has helped reinforce that childlike image. For some, it has a deeper meaning.
He's, you know, he's an animal lover. He feels that there is something really basic and organic about the love that you can share, you know, with an animal.
The thing about animals is that you can control them. You can tell them what to do. They can form this little world that you're the king of. To Michael, in his imagination, animals can be anything. It can be his best friend. They're never going to tell him anything he doesn't want to hear because all he hears is in his head.
Now I have Louis. And Louis is really sweet.
It's interesting to see that he can be intimate with a llama, you know, and kiss it, but he can't show that level of intimacy with a grown adult.
Hi, Louis.
Oh, Louis.
You can tell they're in the camel family. They look a lot like camels.
Others have a far simpler interpretation. That Michael's attachment to animals has had an undeniable PR value. Something he has used to his advantage.
People think he's childlike and wispy and mystical. He's actually very shrewd. Michael Jackson is a master manipulator. He is the modern-day P.T. Barnum. He is the greatest showman of all times in his mind. And he believes that he can sell any old chestnut to the world. As long as he says it, it will be true.
When he was 10 and was being introduced to the world as a musical genius, he was told to say that he was only 8. He has since then felt as though it's okay to lie as long as you're talking about his public image.
People still today think that Michael sleeps in an oxygen chamber.
The hyperbolic chamber maneuver. He's a publicity stunt.
Somebody took that picture and it was an accident. So there's a lot of manipulation going on there.